Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
All of their games look boring.
You don't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk quail-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 151.
Wow.
What a song from What's That?
What's That?
That was overdriven dubstep.
There's a whole song of that, don't worry, at the end, so look forward to that.
They're called What's That?
What's That?
What's That? Is there a question mark in it?
No, What's That? No question mark.
What's That?
But a nice little apostrophe in the what, in the S, What's?
Oh, so there is a What's.
What is that?
Yeah. It should be a question.
Well, thanks very much, What's That?
Thanks, What's That? Thanks,
Your
What's
name
That?
Your name has got a lot of mentions
got
now.
Me pondering.
Their name's Sean.
Shit.
Well, you've that just doxed the shit out fucking, of them.
That takes the edge off of it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Sean.
But
sorry, Sean.
The music has certainly not lost its edge.
Yeah, because I was saying, What's That?
What's That?
I think
that?
We all said it.
Oh, God, what's that?
I think we all said, What's That? So, it works.
If you'd like to send an equally obnoxious / intrusive fingle like that and really get our attention, send it to our email hatchat@hat-films.com. That's a good squeak.
They can't hear the squeak.
They probably can't.
No,
but we can.
With these microphones, they're not hearing shit. You ain't hearing shit.
Thanks to Shaw for finally sending us some microphones.
Fuck off. Yeah, they have. But they're the exact same microphones.
We bought
they
some.
They are the same ones.
We loved their microphones so much, we asked them to send us three more.
Although we did buy them in like 2016.
Yeah.
So they last a long
And they
time.
Haven't changed in that time either.
So it's like
complete lack of innovation.
I have no qualms like picking them up.
Yeah.
Because now they finally sent us a free one.
Yeah.
After 7 years? How many years?
7 years of promoting them. We do tell everyone they are the best microphones. I mean, they are. Everyone knows
do,
it. This
yeah.
is the problem. When everyone knows your mic is really good, it's like trying to give away, like, tyres, you know?
But there was no, like, contractual obligation to say this.
No.
Either, which I want to point out.
Oh, okay.
This isn't
well,
an
I've just
ad,
given,
ad.
Well, I mean, still, they thanks.
Freebie.
Isn't it like disclosure,
nice.
Though? That even if you're gifted, right?
Yeah,
anyway,
so.
That's boring.
But then I would
let's
argue that we've already
podcast.
Bought them. Technically, we are using the same ones we were using before. However, yeah. Good mics, whatever.
Good
mics.
Wonderful.
I've got several stories here today.
Right.
One of them is the one you mentioned as well.
Right, okay.
But the first one is
so boring,
I just want thoughts and opinions. Oh, he's gone. He's off. Well, I started with this.
Yeah.
So apparently this story just says Ed Sheeran has already dug his own grave and it's in his back garden.
Oh.
So I kind of, I guess, what your thoughts on this. So he's created a space in the back garden, which is just a large hole with a big stone over the top of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And he just said, he's saying people in the news are obviously reporting that he's built a crypt, which isn't a crypt.
No, I would build
it
a crypt
a
though if I had his money.
Well, yeah, maybe he should. Maybe he should build a bunker.
Dude, if I was as rich as Ed Sheeran, and this guy is absolutely
I'd
minted.
Be paying teams of people to build holes
Dude,
all over
I'd
the world.
Dude, I'd be doing the craziest shit in the world. I'd be like a Egyptian pharaoh, all right? I'd be doing wacky shit. The fact that these people aren't doing wacky shit, frankly, is boring. You know,
well,
for sure, get out there, get in your garden.
Yeah.
Build a mausoleum.
Build a mausoleum, exactly.
like a whole network of caverns and stuff that's like a whole dungeon for people with traps.
Yeah.
Oh, like, right. So like an Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I want to make that.
literally yeah.
Why
a dungeon.
Why the fuck not?
There's not enough
that
of
would
those
be,
in the
I
world.
Would love that.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
It, well, but then obviously it creates a target for Ed Sheeran yeah. and his riches, which he'll, I guess he'll bear himself
but
with.
You could put all the
riches. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. yeah. And then he'll have the goblet.
And yeah. then you'd the, hire like the best guy Jesus's to curse goblet. The mm-hmm. area as well.
There'll be a curse guy with beads.
Loads of beads.
And yeah, like a horn sternum thing, whatever they
and
are.
And they'd rotate him like a Disney piece of Disney staff. Like they'd have yeah. like a team of people that are constantly playing this character.
Smoke and mirrors illusionists from yeah. Disney to make some here
incredible... Part of your contract is you have to have a child that you train in a generational way that takes on your mantle yeah. once you die.
You have your little book? Yeah. Okay, next archaeologist, come on up. Oh shit, here they are.
You got 30
and
minutes.
And dodging and ducking. There
the
are real blades. Real blades in there.
There's a real rolling stone as well. Yeah. But yeah, this is actually quite a plea to all millionaires and billionaires out there. There's not enough dungeons for us to...
raid?
What's the word? Spelunk.
Spelunk.
Spelunk. We need to spelunk.
Yeah,
more of that because I feel like I'm worried that it only exists in movies.
Yeah, that is a worry, isn't it? That is a worry. There's got to be at least one unlooted tomb that has a giant ball trap.
But that ball trap thing, like obviously, it's a film.
Yeah,
sure. Much like you know, the woman at the end of the Titanic is an actress.
And the start, actually.
Good link.
Well, at the start,
she was at the start.
She was at the start.
They bookend it because obviously that's the documentary bit. And in the middle is the dramatization of what happened. Yeah.
That's at least how they've managed to get a lot of people.
That's what I thought. And what my entire family thought as well, I will say.
No, there's people in the office that believe that. People believe that.
Yeah, my whole family. They're often responsible for our collective ignorance, you'll find. Anyway, that's why my dad, mispronouncing the word Cornwall for years, called it Cornwall. And I thought it was an M, not a W.
Cornwall
for years because Cornwall. You're near Cornwall.
Cornwall.
It's Cornwall, right? It's spelled Cornwall.
Yeah, he's just optimizing. That's all.
He's not optimizing. What's the reverse of optimizing? Noptimizing.
Not
deoptimizing.
They missed a fucking opportunity there, not calling it noptimizing.
Anyway, I've wondered how they powered and or set all those traps because they were just constantly going.
Yeah, imagine.
So are they just always charged and ready to go? Or is there some fucker going in there like resetting the blades, whip out?
None of it can be electrically powered, right? So everything has to work on either a water wheel.
Yeah.
I don't see a water wheel. They need maintenance. The wood degrades over time.
And there's a lot of snakes in there as well.
Yeah, or sand weight, which they do rely on a lot in Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
You know, triggering something and then weight changes. But exactly. Apart from that, all of these systems require resetting. I think the problem is unexplored, right? He always finds the stuff that's never been touched.
No, people went through, there were skeletons, and they were like, there was armor at the end. There were skeletons. Whereas they've got that far, but they died.
Some that were stuck in the spikes, yeah.
People are stuck in the spikes. I mean, which one is this? Is this Temple of Doom?
Don't know.
Is it Last Crusade?
Temple of Doom makes sense. Is it in the title?
They all amalgamated into the same thing, let's be honest.
And none of us have watched the new
one.
This
sounds like we don't like the films.
I like
the originals. Are incredible.
The newest ones. The Shia LaBeouf one was a bit of shit.
Yeah.
I didn't mind the alien skull one. It was
a bit
silly.
I thought the end was outrageously shit.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I know that obviously there's like supernatural stuff in the other ones, sure. But like this one was, it took the piss.
Never show the monster.
Now I don't know what the latest film is like, and I probably won't.
De-aged Indiana Jones.
I imagine it's shit. You know, I saw clips of it actually. Yeah,
it looks pretty convincing.
It still looks like a deep fake though. Looks like a deep fake.
Maybe because you're looking at it.
No,
from
it's
that
just the lighting. It's hard to get the lighting right.
Yeah.
And so there was always a slight bit, and obviously I know how old he is now.
That's the thing.
I've seen pictures of him now.
That's the thing, like
to know that this isn't filmed recently.
They were obviously giving him his like final film to like have fun with it, Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Well, young.
However, you can tell an old body that's being de-aged trying to do stunts.
Yeah, it's like, a bit of a stiffness. It's just like, a bit of a stiffness.
Just like desperately pulling his arms
he's just
and
like
legs
gripping
along.
His back.
It's painfully obvious.
These traps aren't what they used to.
What's that Scorsese Netflix when they de-aged all the gangsters?
Irishman.
The Irishman.
I couldn't watch it. It's three and
a half hours long, that's why.
I watched the first
I watched about 90 minutes solid before
so
I had
boring.
Anything, something better to do.
So
and I want to watch it, but I don't even, is it even on there now?
It's watching like,
it's
I don't know,
bad, isn't it?
Robert De Niro arthritically come out and like kick someone's head in on that's already lying down on the street, and you can just tell like his posture and everything, he just doesn't have the
he's
energy
worried
to
about
do
breaking
it.
A hip.
Yeah. rather than like having a young guy do it and replacing the head.
Which I thought they would have done.
Or just get actors that, you know, plenty of actors out there that could be them, but I guess they wanted all the big hitters, didn't they?
So yeah. It's almost like they're trying to make money.
They're using the old faces.
Money now.
Money gift.
I don't know how we got to this from...
Have a child and now the woman is divorcing him.
Oh, that would
him.
Be the guy from Scarface.
Pacino?
Al Pacino. Yeah, no, I think Al Pacino and Robert De Niro are currently... They have pregnant girlfriends and a wife.
17. And everyone's like elder abuse.
And they are in their
80s. Like, yeah, maybe, I guess so.
Elder abuse towards them.
Yeah.
Exploiting.
Or elder abuse from them.
No, as in like, so apparently, I think it's Pacino's baby mama, to use that term, is divorcing him like immediately after getting pregnant or something along those lines.
Oh, shit.
And obviously he's in his 80s, so there's very little chance he's going to live much longer. Very little. Sorry, that's not true. There's a chance he could live into his hundreds. Who knows? But there is that. And then people are like, it's elder abuse because essentially older men, and I'm sure in some circumstances, older women as well, are being manipulated into, I say some circumstances because I simply haven't read about that recently, but this stuff, they're saying. I'm theorizing that women are subject to this as well. Hey, how about that? But yeah, essentially, they're saying they're being manipulated by younger people.
I witnessed it. What? Remember? In Kenya.
What the fuck?
You saw Al Pacino in Kenya?
So yes, young Kenyan men were targeting older women in an attempt to basically...
An athletic ex-circus...
To do what?
They're prostitutes.
Wait, to do what? Wait.
Those Kenyan men were prostitutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
the men were prostitutes.
Yeah. To try and prostitute themselves to the women.
Is that official name?
Got in there with a really old, rich woman.
Right.
Who died while I was out there. You remember that story? She died while I was out there and went to a cremation.
Yes, you did. Yeah. They were trying to do what?
To their open cremation.
Were they trying to take advantage to get money?
Charles saw a body just get burned in the open.
What do you mean?
What's the elder abuse here?
The elder abuse in Al Pacino's case.
Yeah.
He's been manipulated.
So he's been manipulated as an old man.
Yeah.
By a younger, attractive woman.
Yeah.
To fuck her.
Yeah.
God.
I know, exactly. It's a tough case.
So he took some persuading to fuck someone who was 30 years old
absolutely.
When he's 80.
This is valid.
Okay.
I'm sure
there are cases.
But I think if you think this is the thing, and I guess part of the discussion is whether or not sexual desire is a mitigating circumstance. Right. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
So what you think that
he was horny on main?
But then you think the end goal is what? Gold digging.
Yeah.
Or just like she wants a kid now.
Yeah, who knows?
She found some dusty old man who happens to be one of
rich,
the world's most famous celebrities in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And also,
I know it's really complicated.
Yeah.
It is complicated.
Also, I feel like we're making a lot of assumptions based on little information.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about pop culture trope. Yeah. That's exactly what all of this
is. It's funny. It gossip makes.
I think it's probably probably quite easy to manipulate an old man into sleeping with. An attractive young woman.
Anyone.
an 80-year-old man. He's like, what the fuck?
Sorry, Ross, I can tell
is
you.
Is this a trick?
Yeah.
I can tell you how he got to this point. You brought up Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Making his own
He's built
casket.
A crypt. He said he wouldn't crypt. Say it's a crypt. It's
and
a whole
mausoleum. And then we talked about awesome trapped mausoleums in caves. Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones.
Awesome ones, Indiana Jones.
Switched to movies in general.
Wow, yeah.
And Harrison Ford in the latest one.
Oh, God,
and then we
went
to deepfakes. Old men doing things to...
Well, that's how this podcast is going to work.
I think the crux of this story is that like people like Ed Sheeran and Al Pacino ultimately live like completely different forms of lives and have different problems and different opportunities. And can we really relate to them?
But all he's done is dug a hole. It says here that people think...
No, he's dug a fucking crypt.
People think it's really weird and really morbid, but I've had friends die without wills and no one knows what to do.
Yeah.
So he's just said, I've built a hole... I dug a hole.
Yeah. It's as morbid as like writing a will. Like,
Yeah,
exactly. Just said, that's where I want to be. Done.
Exactly. If you had what is probably a beautiful house, he's probably got some incredible home somewhere that he loves. And if you had somewhere like that, that you're like, holy shit, this is an amazing place. It has an amazing garden. Or knowing him, it's probably got a fucking forest in it or something. And you're like, hey, when I die, I wouldn't mind being buried in this forest. So why not just go out and sort that out now? It doesn't mean much sense.
What if I trespass onto his property, dig a hole next to his grave?
Yeah.
Put a thing over it, put my name on it, say, well, that's where I want
to
be buried.
Yeah. And then employ one of those people that sits outside of Apple stores to hold your place in the queue sit next to the hole.
Yeah.
In a fold-out camp chair.
What are you doing here?
Just holding the place.
Is there any amount of money where you'd be that guy?
Well, how much? What do you mean?
Holding.
Yes,
well,
John.
There. Well,
there's an amount of money for pretty much anything.
The rest of your life.
Well, think how much a night shift work against. Like, yeah. For, like, sit, like, there was a guy where I used to live who would literally just sit at a reception desk all night long with all the fluorescent lights on.
24 hour security.
And just be the security.
Mm. Yeah.
Looked so depressing.
Yeah, but they go home. You don't get to go home because as soon as you go home, someone's going to nick that.
Not if you
spot.
Do shifts. You're going to have to hire two shift workers. Yeah, you can't do it. I mean, two or three.
Either way, if Ed Sheeran's is not trapped
Christmas,
on High Hill,
think about Christmas. Three as what well. About Christmas? Someone might queue up next to it.
Don't talk to me about Christmas. If somebody jumps in my grave that I've dug next to Ed Sheeran's on his land on Christmas Day. Yeah. And we fucked off.
It's my grave.
That's not cool.
Come on.
I crept onto Ed Sheeran's land.
Next to him, be buried in between someone else and Ed Sheeran.
So you might as well build a few contingency holes.
Yeah.
Right? So you just go around and dig a few.
Basically, you'll literally be like Connect Four. But I'll be like, literally caught him in.
Build traps as well.
Six, seven, eight holes.
Okay.
All around his. So that no one else can choose.
I've one upped you already with this idea.
And then I'll auction out those other holes.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to auction the holes.
I've got an even better idea, and you only have to dig one hole. All right? You ready to hear this hole?
Yes, please.
Give
me the whole thing.
You dig your hole, then you put a metal box with hook points in the bottom of it, right? Then cover it over with a little bit of soil. Somebody comes in, grave jumps you, classic. They jump in your grave.
Yeah.
When you die, you just
don't do that.
You just come in, get somebody to come in with like an excavator or something, and they hook up. They hook up the points. They lift the metal tray out.
Amazing.
Lift anyone who's buried themselves in there before you out, and bam, clean
hole.
Oh, nice!
Yeah? Incredible.
You like
it? You could take the spiteful route and just fill his hole with concrete.
Yeah,
that's true. Just bring a little. Could do that.
Little load of concrete and just fill it up.
All of this.
Do you know that they
different hole for you then, buddy?
So you know how Donald Trump's dad like built loads and loads of concrete structures back in. That's how the Trumps made their money,
right?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
They say that there's about 100 bodies under every Trump property. Do you know that? No, this is nonsense.
I thought there was going to be a punchline.
I thought about something and I was like, well, that could make sense, but no, I lost it towards the end.
It wouldn't surprise me if there probably are a couple.
So the concrete business in the US is like crazy. It's really interesting. All the way through like the 20th century, loads of different mobs and stuff controlled like big concrete and like different like unions and mobs were all like intertwined and stuff.
Shit.
It's wild. Like,
I mean, it is the foundation of modern society, right? Having some concrete, so it makes sense. If you can crush some bones and hide some bodies in it.
Well, that's the thing. It's great for that kind of stuff because like it's set.
Helps reinforce it as well.
So that's your method, is it?
What, for hiding bodies?
Maybe we should put bodies in Ed Sheeran's hole.
They did that in
And then when
Breaking
they find
Bad.
Them, like, well, there's no one else who would have accessed this other than Ed.
Oh, yeah?
So you frame Ed for a series of murders
that he's put in his 6-foot
crypt.
Personal burial
crypt.
His burial crypt.
His tomb.
Yeah.
You guys seen how
nice. I'm surprised Ed Sheeran thinks he's going to die.
You think he's that rich and we're at that point in society where
I think that there's probably serious conversations going on behind closed doors.
Like, should Ed Sheeran live forever?
No, I think that like billionaires and other incredibly wealthy people are honestly looking into companies for extending their life.
Well, yeah, but they probably do. But like, I don't think they've mastered it yet.
No, they haven't. But he's still got a good, 30 years of healthy life behind him, probably.
I love the company
ahead of him.
Do gingers live longer?
No. More likely to get skin cancer.
I love the companies that take your body after you die and keep it in a container.
Mm. Yeah.
In the hopes that in the future...
Well, cryo containment, not just in any container, because that's going to rot.
Whack you in a recycling bin.
You'd be buggered if you missed a payment for the rent.
Oh, you would. And it costs thousands as well.
The upkeep is insane.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep it at a certain temperature. Also,
when you're dead.
You have to agree to like have your body transported there immediately.
Right.
Upon death, so that no time is wasted, degradation of the bod and rigor mortis for the penis sets in, because they wouldn't fit in the vat then, would they?
Is that the first thing to go stiff?
Because put them in the vat.
I may need to stop taking his pills.
Just die.
And then your penis is the first thing to go stiff.
First thing to go stiff.
Perfect.
That doesn't make any sense.
Honey, good news, I'm dead.
The funny thing
about
is,
to die.
If you can't
get
afford
on top.
The full bod, they also offer services of just your head.
Just the head.
It's like a discount.
Wow. I can't imagine what's worse. Just the head. bring me back, and you're just ahead.
Ah, shit.
Oh, why God. Do we not got, like, robot? No, we still haven't really accelerated that part.
They need to, like, replace, like, all of your blood with, like, non-expansive, like, low-temp, cool...
Antifreeze.
Cool. Yeah, because otherwise, the problem is with freezing people is...
Well, the blood freezes in the part of the crystals.
For exactly. The expansion. Freezing causes expansion, which makes all your cells explode.
So they drain the blood?
Reverse all that.
Well, it would make sense if they did.
They do.
Yeah. You'd get all the fluids out of the brain and then replace it with something that works
the
below
thing is,
freezing.
What I'd imagine, this is me future thinking. I'm thinking back to watching clips from the 80s where they do like future talk. It's like, this is what it's going to be like in the 90s.
Tomorrow's World thought we'd have a Mars base in like 2005
maybe,
or something
like
that.
Maybe we did, if we have different people in power.
Well, there is quite a lot of crazy conspiracy theories going on around at the moment about a base on Mars.
Just a quick top five bullet point.
Yeah, well, there's a base on Mars. It's being operated by a coalition of Western powers.
Is that with the moon base as well?
Yeah, maybe. The moon base, I think, may have been used as a staging point or something, because there's water on the moon, which they obviously knew about for years and years, but they've just now made it public.
Yeah.
The water can then be used to create hydrogen, which can then be used as fuel to get to Mars. There's a subterranean Mars base. They've been collaborating with aliens there. It's pretty wacky, but it's all true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to disagree. Anyway,
I believe you.
Thank you.
Ross, please.
Easy, next.
Future tech. It's likely that they'll probably find a way to like completely map the brain of the person in the vat and recreate them rather than try and reanimate their body.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that makes more sense. But then, of course, it makes sense because that's what they're thinking about, and that's the most obvious thing, I suppose. But yeah, cool. That's interesting, though.
Anyway, what's the next funny news?
Well, they're not all funny news. Some of them are weird. Like, there's a box of giraffe poo seized at airport after a woman wanted to use it to make a necklace.
Giraffe poo.
So yeah, that is a wacky idea.
Each pearl is massive.
They're, I mean, it's each of those.
And that's a giant African land snail as well.
Yeah, that is all that is. Yeah, right. She's got that in there as well.
Oh, that'd be the centerpiece of the necklace.
It said a person could have contracted a disease from the unusual jewelry and developed serious health issues. So they took it off her.
Where do they collect it from, and where are they from?
Apparently that happened at Sad Pears Airport.
Oh, did it really? It says, inspects upon arriving at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport in Minnesota on 29th of September. She told officials she's picked up the poo on a trip to Kenya and brought it back in her luggage to make a necklace. Wow. The woman from Iowa... I mean, is that something she put in her luggage?
Why on earth would you make a necklace?
Would you have that as carry-on?
I mean, it's interesting, but to make a necklace...
I think she would have got that through if that shit was in her, like, in the other one, surely.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just piles of
there's
poo.
Still inspections of...
If I took a shit in your luggage and they search it...
Whose fault is it?
You're going to get stopped.
Did you pack your luggage,
what
sir?
What happens?
I did, but I didn't poo in it.
What if you said it was your own? Because it's just like, well, no, this is actually my shit. Like, my and poo. I saved it because it looks really weird. Look at it. It doesn't look strange. It's dry. And like,
I'm going to make a necklace out of
and
it.
And I've been eating, clearly been eating bits
luggage
of hay.
Luggage is scanned as well, right? As well as
I don't know. Maybe.
TSA do check.
Sometimes, not all the time. I think it's
so
remarkable.
That's where you smuggle drugs. Why is everyone putting them up their ass?
No, I think, yeah, well, for fun.
I mean, safety.
Straight up the ass.
There are, I mean, I think they keep it purposefully obscure, so you can't really work out how best to like, trick it.
Do they also purposefully throw luggage around with reckless abandon so that you are put off putting stuff in there?
Yeah, because I'm like, this one's probably filled with giraffe poo.
Quick, chuck it, shake it, make a necklace out of it.
I can smell it.
I don't really get why you'd ever want to make a necklace. I mean, they're clearly a bit mad, right? Why would you make a necklace out of any form of poo? There's like, you know, it's a universal rule, really, that like most animal poo is going to have stuff in it that human beings don't really want in or around them.
They're just saying that they could have got disease from it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's importing exotic organic matter, isn't it? Which is
that as well.
Illegal.
Well, it depends on the matter. It depends on whether or not it's... Yeah, there's lots of...
It was
of
a fucking snail.
Well, the African land snail. Yeah, generally importing live animals, you need permits
for. I think it's dead.
For.
I don't know. Is it alive? There's no...
Hard to tell.
There's nothing coming out of it.
It's a snail.
It's been tucked in.
It's a box still. We go to America. We have a little, like, tick box.
We'll be putting our giraffe poo in a special...
Are you a criminal? Have you participated in any terrorist activities in the last 2 months?
I said yes for a laugh, and now I'm stuck in
10 years.
Yeah.
I've been smuggling giraffe poo for years.
I'm the world's number one. I've got like a disguised voice silhouette.
Yeah, we've been transporting giraffe
we found
poo around.
Ways.
Yeah, we found some interesting ways. We tend to include a giant African land snail. For some reason, that throws the dogs off.
We've been trying balloon technology recently.
Balloons, yeah, they haven't gone well. The US government keeps shooting up balloons. Yeah, no. It's just giraffe poo, mate.
Just trying to make a necklace.
Showering over.
It's dropping something. Something's coming down from the top.
Yeah. Alien material.
Yeah. Fucking aliens. You love aliens, man.
Smith does.
I mean,
he wants to go to that Mars subterranean base.
I don't want to live on Mars. There's no, like, doesn't there's.
Yeah, God, but imagine underneath, it's like a utopia.
Like it's not like a utopia. If all it will be like a military base,
what if
there
were 72 virgins there?
Well, again, why would Hat Films fans be there at that point?
Because it's nerdy, it's Mars.
It's nerdy, it's Mars. Yeah. Mate, it's so nerdy.
How many up there are you?
Yeah.
If there's 72, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
There might be crazy alien tech in that terrain that's like, I can just augment this reality to be like a tropical forest in this Mars base.
Yeah, but yeah, okay, go to the Eden Project. What the fuck are you expecting of Mars?
It'd be nice at the Eden Project.
Where aliens and humans are.
Yeah, it's just
going to
be
chat.
Like a fucking meeting point, isn't it? It's just going to be like a shitty, dusty, air-sealed environment for them to do work and to interface with whatever the fuck they're doing. It's not going to be something like, why would they send, like, you know, Butlin's design team up there to make it nice? They're going to go, right, let's get some air-sealed fucking environment.
Trying to make a good impression.
The aliens are not going to have the same comfort requirements. That, we need to impress the aliens. Make sure you get the good throw out because the aliens.
Why would you hire Butlins to make anything look nice?
Put up a nature.
Like I'm trying to understand what Trot's view of the secret Mars base would be. Some
this is
sort
where
of like
this, you know, the meeting
park
of minds, right?
Huh?
It's where it's like the science.
You've seen
fair.
Battlestar Galactica. You know when the Cylons come through to that really boring post they've got out in the middle of nowhere, and there's that guy sat on that desk, and then all of a sudden, once in like 90 years, the Cylons come and meet them that day, and he's fucking amazed. That would be what it would be like.
What about the Matt Damon film with Mars?
Huh?
Where he's on Mars. That so looks shit. Like science, as in, like, it's just a bunch of obviously tents, rudimentary tents, and
yeah, but that's obviously humans doing their thing. But I feel like if we have
this is aliens doing it first.
If we have an established base, it's fuck me, this is where we meet aliens.
So conceivably,
bring your best suits. Maybe bring a mime.
The earliest we could have had an established.
It's really impressive.
Bring a mime, did you say?
Surely.
Let me see.
There's no glass. There is no glass.
Shield technology.
They think they're displaying like a brand new Apple product.
Yeah.
What's he showing us? Oh wow, this is technology. Is it? Okay, he's like
these humans have invisible force fields.
He's in a box, and now he's cycling.
There's no staircase there. They have inter-level dimensional capabilities.
My God,
he's lowering behind a box.
Okay. We will submit to you, but for God's sake, keep your wizards at bay.
It's just like, keep your wizards on Earth.
Royal Mime Commando, be the best.
Yeah. And then they bring out some clowns. What would that do? Scare them.
Clowns.
Bring out the clowns.
They're the elite.
That's when they start attacking.
Yeah.
What are these creeps?
Yeah, for sure.
No,
it's not like a science fair.
It will be a science. I mean, I imagine. What you imagine it. I mean, I'm imagining it. I think this is largely imagined. I think it's pretty unlikely that. But it is suspicious. That, you know, there was all that advancement up until the 1960s, then it all went quiet for a bit, isn't it? What happened?
War?
It's largely to do with a huge amount of
famine.
Socioeconomic functions, probably, but like, it was just also like people got fell out of love with spending billions and billions and billions of money on
rockets for Earth, not rockets for space.
Like discovery.
Yeah, I mean, there's always risks, but like. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. The whole reason that America abandoned their space race, you know, and things like that.
This is
like,
why I'm a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Very recently.
Very, like now.
Got a couple of the books. Dipped in.
Yeah.
Hard to dip out, we'll say.
Hard to dip out.
I don't think I'd work with a Scientologist happily.
You wouldn't work with one. Well, he's two books in, and now they won't stop annoying him.
I wouldn't want to.
My audit's coming up.
Do you know your audit's
crazy
coming up?
Shit they support.
You must be bricking the audit.
That's where all the blackmail comes out.
Yeah.
And I will spill.
He walked out with a book of Dianetics out of Waterstones, and immediately there was somebody following him.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, mate.
Hold the rods. Nice. Is it the rods?
It's the rods.
The
organs over there.
Yeah. Measures your.
Take the corrupted soul of the aliens out of your body.
Yeah, those fucking alien souls, man.
So those alien souls got dumped in the volcano, obviously.
Yeah.
And then they all inhabited humans. And then you've got to try and expel it by auditing.
That's pretty,
it's complicated.
Pretty cool.
Anyway, I can't say anymore.
It's like therapy, but where the therapist then uses what they learn to control your life
and has money.
Then uses everything you've told them against you. That's gonna be everyone's fear about going to the therapist.
It's yeah,
like them just using that against you in some way. It's like,
but
oh,
what
fuck.
If
I've just told you what my deepest, darkest emotions?
They promise you superpowers though, if you tell them enough.
I can make you rich.
This is essentially the Scientology.
I'll make you a celebrity. Yeah. Like, oh, I'll give you powers that you can win over anyone.
Oh, shit.
So you know there's like ranks of Scientologists, right? Yeah, yeah. And like it's like unlocking. It's all basically designed
Ross
to...
Ross is getting...
You're into it. And if you get to a certain level...
It's like a pyramid, almost. Well, what shape would you say this kind of chart looks like?
You could, yeah.
You could say it looks,
it looks like a pyramid.
It's actually, there's a cool guy at the top and you want to be hanging out with that cool guy.
Yeah, whose wife disappeared. But he does have Tom Cruise as a mate.
Is he number two?
If you were hanging around with a dude and then Tom Cruise is there... And then you get on to talking about stuff, and you're like, you know.
You see how Seth Rogen was chatting to Tom Cruise and almost got into the Scientology discussion with Tom Cruise.
Oh, really?
I feel like that's something you're not allowed to talk to him about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, he brought it up, apparently, to Seth Rogen and, like, the director of the movie they were in.
Yeah.
And he basically said, like, guys, if I just had 60 minutes to tell you the truth about Scientology, I'd convince you.
Wow.
And Seth Rogen was like, I was so weak-minded.
Yeah, yeah,
that, like,
yeah.
It's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And the other director was like, nah, we're good.
We actually don't have 60. And that's what we got five.
Seth Rogen could have been the Scientologist at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's for sure. I think that's... Yeah, because I like Seth Rogen. He's actually... I used to think he was just a fucking idiot.
Did he defend James Franco?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He stopped working with him.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And hasn't worked with him since.
That's good.
Yeah. No, I used to think he was a bit of a brainless idiot, but he does at least seem to have some form of like ability to self-analyze.
I don't know how he does that. He gets high all the time.
I know.
He will be high all
constantly.
The time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know how he manages.
No,
to
I don't know
function.
That either.
Well,
Snoop Dogg does.
Yeah, but Snoop Dogg's
Snoop
like,
Dogg hasn't written films and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, I find that quite impressive that you can sit down, and write a film, focus on that.
Yeah,
he's got several other companies.
Yeah,
folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Yeah.
I just find that
no,
quite,
for sure.
You're doing it in hard mode.
Yeah.
But I guess he's used to it.
Well, I guess I think...
He's so used to this, like...
I mean, it does help certain things, doesn't it? Like, you know, Snoop Dogg writing music, I imagine, like getting blazed all the time, that helps because there is science that suggests, you know, that weed helps you interact with the part of your brain that processes sound. You know, it's why music sounds better.
Strains and stuff.
But I mean, you're absolutely right, though, about like, in general, it seems hard to believe that a person can have a fully functioning, successful life whilst permanently intoxicated. But then arguably, you know, you could say you're permanently intoxicated by medications as well. You know, like there are mind-altering medications that keep people very sane.
Do you reckon that he might put it on sometimes to just be more relatable and for that to be his shtick? Like,
I don't think so. There's no reason to... And things doesn't seem like a mess. He doesn't seem red-eyed all the time either. No. So obviously he's just so tolerant.
Maybe his personality looks and sounds
probably takes
like
him a lot
higher.
More weed to get properly high.
I also think it's probably just the person you associate every day as him is high.
The weed guy.
Yeah. He's probably irritable as fuck when in the morning.
Probably. Apparently he's not to brown nose him too much, but recently he's apparently been working on a lot of good comic book stuff, and he's helped write The Boys, Invincible.
Producing it.
Oh, they're both really good as well.
Yeah, so he's doing all right, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah,
Didn't
no, for sure.
Scientology.
Like you say, not to brand it. We don't actually know very much about him at all. But to just talk about the fact
but here
of,
he
like,
is,
like you know, saying, oh, I could fall into that really easily. I think that's very realistic. I think
if you've got a lot of money, you can, because also they like one of the selling pitches to people in Hollywood is that their circle of Hollywood actors will basically help you accelerate your career and stuff.
Yep.
And most of them give half their paychecks to Scientology.
I can believe half the culty shit that could go on at Hollywood to like just get an in.
It's gross. I mean, Weinstein, look at all the Weinstein shit.
Yeah.
The things like, you know, that is, it's horrific. It's almost, you don't really want to think about it. It's grotty as fuck.
But it's scary how much abuse is hidden by religion, just in general. Like, you know, look at the fucking Catholic Church.
It's an easy get out clause, isn't it?
And it's just like, oh, well, there's an entire thing that protects these people from doing these things because there's power and money and tax breaks. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway, this woman pooed in a Tesco bag.
Another poo story.
Pooed in a Tesco bag. Basically, this woman goes to extreme lengths to stop her boyfriend from hearing her on the toilet. Now, I don't know if you relate to any of this. If you've ever had a partner who's like,
what kind of
turn the radio on, I'm going to turn the tap on.
Are we talking?
Well, just like, you know, just it's a bit awkward. And I think I said
I think anyone, it doesn't need to be boyfriend or girlfriend. You just don't necessarily want people to hear you shit.
Of course. But like, it's when you, again, I think I said this last week, maybe not on the Hatch Show or in one of my videos or something. But like, sometimes when you're like a new partner and you've got a bit of a dicky tummy, or maybe you've got like a fucking fart brewing, you don't want to just let rip in front of them.
No.
Or do you?
Not a new one. No.
Maybe you do.
Eventually, yes, but not immediately.
Eventually, I will be ripping.
I think that's the case with most people, though. Like, I'll fart in front of my friends, but I won't fart in front of new acquaintances, you know?
You'll fart on camera.
Yeah.
But you don't. If they were in the room.
But you wouldn't want to just disrespect them.
Because they are inhaling your fecal matter.
And also, the smell associates with you. And
like, when I'm on camera, I'm entertaining. But when I'm in person, I'm trying to be a person. I think is my distinction.
Yeah. But you don't want to fart in front of them. And I think there's the same kind of mentality of you don't want to hear you take a shit.
Yeah.
Although this girl went to some extreme.
What was the extreme length?
Well, she said she was so paranoid about giving her boyfriend the ick that when she needed to go for a poo, she decided to take an incredibly extreme measure and pooped into a Tesco bag for life. Not, she wasn't doing it for life. Sorry, the bag was a bag for life.
It could be
plastic,
in there for
it
life.
It could be any plastic bag, really.
But it was a Tesco bag for life. Thanks for the detail.
Yeah, she didn't want him to be traumatized by her bodily functions, so she snuck off and did her business in private like a fucking woodland animal.
Like a goddamn snuck off into shameful the dog.
Yeah, yeah. It did the trick because he had no idea what I was up to. We were together for 9 years after that. What the fuck?
So she just pooped every time she had to poop, she'd leave and do it in a Tesco bag.
That's so much worse. If you ever found that out, that would end.
Why are you seeking off?
Why are you stocking up on Tesco
heroin?
Bags? Where did all the Tesco
bags? It's not heroin, I promise. I've just been pooing in a Tesco bag. I've been collecting bags.
I admit it.
Where do you put it? Did you bring it back and put it in the food bin?
I don't fucking.
You put it in the food bin.
Let's read on. I'm just trying to see where she put that.
No. They don't let you put dog shit in the food bin. No, that's where you found out, didn't you?
No, you can't do it. It seems like it might make sense, but no, you shouldn't.
It does seem to make sense.
I tried to put it in garden waste as well.
No.
Well, where the fuck did you put it then?
Oh, in Abel's garden.
You've just got to general waste it.
Just sling it.
Whoa!
There it is!
General waste.
See, this is why you should get a wild sling.
Yeah. Or just a big old slingshot in the back garden. Just do it towards traffic.
We could try and do it off your balcony and hit the river.
Oh, man, easily.
You think we could hit the river?
We
should get water balloons and do that against boats
and flour, let's wreck them
and gorilla glue.
Yeah,
so apparently the walls were paper thin and she didn't want to go to the loo normally.
Yeah,
but I feel like the plastic, if you hear a rustling bag every time she, because if you're here, if it's paper thin anyway and you can hear some stuff, you're hearing her unraveling a bag every time she goes.
Yeah,
is she worried about the dropping sound? I just don't understand. Anyway, she weighed up her options, decided she couldn't possibly risk it and wanted to be as she wanted to be fancied. She recalled that it really wasn't worth the risk.
Not at all.
The alternative toilet trip saw her wipe with a tea towel after the incident and thrown the evidence away. She recalled that he didn't suspect a thing and even slept through it all. Well, he was asleep. He was asleep and she couldn't just take a shit.
Yeah, this sounds like crazy. This is like
a one bed.
Paranoia.
This is like anal retentiveness, isn't it? Let's be honest. Like, we know when kids don't want to, babies
good
don't want to poo.
The word.
Yeah, what?
Anal retentiveness.
Yeah. What about it?
She's shitting.
Well, yeah, but in a way that's so controlled because there is such a level of a complex.
She's built a trauma.
Associated. Yeah, but then babe, this is common, right? So that's where the word anal comes from, in case you've just been using it casually. Not I you do, personally, yeah. But, you know, it's basically where a child doesn't want to shit because of fear of making themselves dirty sometimes is the theory. Obviously, it's hard to ask a baby while they're doing something, but that's the idea.
Why are you doing this?
So, like, they're,
why
they
won't you
then
speak
take
to me, baby
them,
Clive?
Taken that trauma into them into adulthood, and now they can't poop in front of people. I mean, there are extensions of this. It's like people who prefer to pee in a stall than in a urinal. Like, you know, it's all part of a spectrum.
But I think I struggle to shit next to somebody if they're in the cubicle next to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's a thin bit of MDF separating you, and you can just you're just sat with someone.
Yeah.
Do you wait for them to start making?
If you take a moment and zoom out from where you are sat right next to someone, just taking a shit. And although they're taking a shit too,
yeah,
it feels kind of like a strange situation. Because I know then you're weighing up: do I want to wait here for them to leave first, or do we meet in
the other fun
the lobby
one.
Of our own fecal matter smell.
Absolutely. I mean, like,
I
think the thing
it's
is,
not a great environment.
It's rare in modern life or in our modern lives to get that involved with, like, you know, shitting next to somebody or just that involved with the stinks and the shits of real human beings. Yeah. Like, if you worked in a care home, if you worked in nursing, or if you worked in like dustbin removal,
shit is your life.
Yeah. Yeah. You've probably, I mean, I don't want to assume, but I presume you're a bit more okay with this shit because it's just fucking everywhere. Most people, you know, you're at home, you don't have to take a shit next to somebody, you know, you just nice. Like it's
a happy
nice.
Place to be,
because also you're just trying to be a nice guy sometimes, you know, because like sometimes when I'm taking a toilet, am I going for a poop, it's grim, it's not fun. It's,
well, you've explained it's how you've blocked up toilets and left them
numerous toilets. Yes. I'm a large man, I take large poos. Yeah. All right, and then also I don't like to use too much toilet paper these days, you know. Fair. And in a public toilet, I haven't got my little squeezy ass washer. Trot doesn't have his singing toilet. You don't have Murphy there to lick you clean.
He's great like that. He's a good dog.
But yeah, pretty, I don't know. It's a complicated question of public shitting.
I don't think it's a case of this, but this person isn't worried about shitting in general. They doesn't want to put their partner off, which I can relate to.
She wants to be fanciable.
And there'd be some people who just don't want to even piss in the presence.
Worst part about early dating is the stomach cramps from holding in farts and poops.
Yeah, that is pretty shit.
Are you just like,
and you leave to then you try, then you go, oh, I'm just going to go to the toilet. Yeah. But then
it doesn't come
it's
out.
Trapped.
It's just before or after stuck. You put the tarp down.
Just before the tarp.
The tarp comes out. Then you're like, right, now I can finally shit on your chest. Is that
I
what you're saying?
I can finally do the chest thing that I always wanted to do.
God, I've been storing this up for ages.
Can't wait to slap that onto your chest.
The old landline.
Even now, I wouldn't openly fart in front, even if, like,
not in front of strangers.
But do you guys fight in front of your girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes.
I have no decorum around my fiancée.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
In fact, do you both share a laugh with it? Or do you just go, what the fuck?
It's a comedic thing.
Yeah. Obviously, if it smells bad. If I know it's going to smell bad, I don't do it.
And are they fighting in your presence, like openly, like, loudly, like right near
not
you?
Really,
like,
no.
Do you run up to Trot sometimes and do one on him?
Yeah.
So is that something you...
No, I think that's there's a playful, boyish level to that of... No.
I know he's going to hate that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it anyway.
And what time scale do you think it was before you felt comfortable doing that with someone?
Probably like a...
We could write this stuff down for you if you'd
I
think there's a...
I don't know, like 6 months.
I'm not saying that. I'm not planning on doing this with someone else, but sorry.
3 to 6 months.
I think I accelerated that by...
Yeah, you can.
Just getting drunk and doing it by accident.
Yeah, your mileage may vary.
Why is it always when you're drunk?
It's easier.
I think ultimately it's great to get to these states, positions as early as possible. Because ultimately
it's
all
just... Because then you feel comfortable in front of someone, that's fine, yeah.
You've got to have respect.
Yeah,
because obviously it comes from a place of respect, not farting in front of somebody until you know that they're like you enough to be like, you fucking dirty bastard. Because that's a level, right?
What, holding your hand while you
take
a piss?
To be comfortably disgusted. Holding your hand when you take a piss, that's something that I think...
I need both hands because I've got such a...
Well, if it's like a moral support
type
thing, it's like, well, I just need someone to stand.
Trot needs like a fireman-style team.
Piss.
You know how firemen have to have like have to do like two people on a hose just in case it flicks all over the place? Trot's got the same problem, but with his dick.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've had to 3D print a solution. Like, a stand.
A framework.
A scaffold.
Funnily enough, it's based on the same thing they do to help elephants mate.
Ah, wow. They're just holding
it in with that.
He gets up onto it, but he's modified
They spray paint the target. Come on, you're almost there.
The whole
and that
house.
And having to piss in the bath, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's difficult.
Would you hold someone's hand while they're pissing?
Yeah. What for,
what about they're shitting? If they're like, well, I need your moral support.
Like,
what if they were constipated and they're like, I just need you to help me through this push. Like, you're helping.
Grab a couple of chopsticks and get digging.
Exactly, yeah. At least you can have a back and forth with a dog. They just run away.
There's very little now that would gross me out, honestly, about my partner. Like, I've seen and done everything.
Wow.
Wow, what you've wiped.
You've dug stuff out of her ass with Chopsticks. I was talking about.
He said that, and you said that includes everything. You said,
yeah,
done everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chopstick thing, that sounds invasive.
90%.
90%.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow. But none the chopsticks of you, can't be taking 10%.
None of us have been pooping into Tesco bags.
None of us.
No, but I'm considering
have been pooping into Tesco bags.
Do you think she, because it hasn't said any more detail on this, but do you think she then just rolled whatever the contents were back into the bowl? Because I would feel that would counter it. Surely the best option...
You better
option,
be praying that it rolls. What if it's too wet to roll?
No, the best option is to sit on the toilet backwards.
Yeah.
And let it slide down. There's no sound. And let it do its... But they, at least... Because I'm guessing she's trying to avoid the sound.
No, because you get a splat sound.
Or is she trying to avoid the kind of the... What's wrong with
the five pushy
into the bowl, which obviously amplifies the sound.
Yeah. I think I'd put a muffler system.
What about the cradle system they use in public toilets? Mainly club toilets in men's bathrooms where they have a cradle of tissue paper. Cradle, normally there's a poop in the center.
Ross,
what if they adorned that at home?
I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it, all right?
Okay.
You ready?
Clean film, no.
No, right.
So an expert.
Tesco bag is fine. You've any kind of bag is fine.
Yeah.
You put into the Tesco bag. Then you take the top, you twist and twist and twist and twist and twist until it turns into a piping bag, snip the corner,
pipe
then
it
squeeze
out.
It out into the bowl.
Into the bowl.
There we go. That's how you do it.
You can also bring your own little nibs so you can get different shapes.
Shapes, star shape.
Yeah,
please.
You could do shapes.
Star shape.
Yeah.
Someone's put loads of chocolate icing in the toilet. Oh, I didn't flush. I was too consumed with this. And
wow, you're so good at cakes.
Wait, oh, no.
Honey,
are you in there? Oh, yes, 1 second. She's just piping out her own shit.
Desperately trying to... Fucking hell, it's a triple layer.
Fucking hell. Can you hear anything? No, I can't hear
deadly
a thing.
Quiet.
What's going on in there? Are you wrinkling
quiet.
A plastic bag around? Yes, I am. Sorry, it's just, fuck. Anything but hearing me shit.
Just, I turned it, created an impromptu piping bag with star shape ending.
But more importantly, if you found your partners doing that, what would you say to them? Would it be funny?
Or I'd
would
say,
you
honey,
like,
you might have a few problems. You need to therapize out because you're creating cake shapes.
We need some hardcore CBT.
It's CBT, cock and ball torture. Nice.
What's the therapy? Acronym? You just need to rush in every time she goes. Be fine with this.
Yeah.
Be okay with this.
Yeah.
Basically.
Just keep pooping.
That's exposure therapy.
Yeah, that's exposure therapy in the most extreme way. Just invasively jump into the toilet as soon as she
every
goes.
Time,
I got to watch.
Every time they go to pipe poo from a bag.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
And instead they take a normal poo.
Yeah.
And then they step further and further and further into doing it with the door open, pooing in front of people, inviting strangers into the house to poo.
You got
to
do the stranger
doing
step.
It in the Albert Hall.
And then
on
finally
stage.
Big crescendo.
Here it is.
Albert Hall. One of the one show presenters is there for this monumentous occasion. Ainsley Harriet's there with the charity.
Oh, wow, good.
And then we
right
all
the coronation as well.
Yeah. Amazing. And then she has a moment where she thinks, maybe I should have just stuffed it down with brown. You know?
What?
Stuff it down with brown? Traumas.
Oh, I see.
Stuff it down with brown.
I saw something the other day which said, if you've been through... This guy basically worked... I'm not sure he was where he worked, but he was some sort of social worker.
Mm.
And he had to visit someone's house. And it's quite grim, bear in mind. He regularly visited. I think they had visitors every 3 days, and there was like this old couple lived there. But one of them had to go to hospital, so there was this old man on his own with his dog. He died of a heart attack, and his dog ate his face. And this guy, don't laugh. It's a real story. Why are you laughing?
Because that he's happens. Laughing? It fucking happens.
The dog
it?
Ate his eyes and his face.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
and most of the rest of his body. Right?
Yeah.
And this guy said he walked in and saw this once the ambulance and the fire team broke down the door.
Yeah.
He said, it traumatized him. But everyone's suggestions on Reddit were just play Tetris.
With what?
Just play Tetris. They said, if you're feeling traumatized, mate, just play Tetris.
Why are they saying that?
Because apparently there was some article on here which suggested that playing Tetris keeps your mind completely active on that game.
No traumas
so
to
it
me.
So rather than ruminating over what you've just seen... Imagine standing in front of this man with no face and his dog's like looking very sorry for himself
Tetris.
Because he's eating his owner, and you're like, game of Tetris.
I need the long blue one.
So,
yes. Another line. You're like, do you know what the fuck?
I'm going to have to clean this up in a minute.
And
that
was a constant suggestion, like in the comments. And people were like, and the top one was just like, I don't know why everyone's suggesting Tetris, but you should see a therapist. See a therapist. Yeah,
the Tetris must be a rot. Like
I mean, I'm sure that there are tricks on it. Like CBT is what you're saying earlier. Cognitive behavioral therapy is literally retraining your brain and how it functions and operates. You know, and beyond just an emotional level. You know, there's like the neuroplasticity of the brain is like a big way of how people get out of strokes. You know, a bit your brain dies, you can retrain other bits of your brain to physically rewire. To work.
Diversion.
Yeah, so like, it is more complicated than just distracting yourselves, obviously. Because also, sure, Tetris, but there are like loads of other games that use zones of concentration as well. And of course, that's kind of what gamers do. It's what people do. You use it as an escape. Yeah. You use as a therapy for the things you don't want to think about. Like, of course. But yeah, that doesn't necessarily purify the trauma.
Tetris was their go-to.
Yeah.
Well, you could do a bit of mindfulness.
Fuck.
A bit of mindfulness in that room. Like, you got the defaced old man on the floor.
Instead,
think of five things that you can see, five things that you can smell.
I think that's good.
Let's play I Spy.
I smell a
decomposed corpse. I think I get out of the room.
I see a faceless old man.
Oh my god. Someone he'd visited regularly. And also that.
And a very full dog.
But that would have happened in the space of 3 days.
Lethargic.
So he would have been visited 3 days before that.
Yeah.
So within that space of 3 days, he died and his dog ate most of him.
Wow.
That's hot. That's horrifying.
That's hot, is what you just said. That's hot. Slip.
That's hot. Horrifying. Horrifying. Yeah. Sorry.
Freudian.
That's horny. Dude, police people see dead bodies really frequently.
I know, yeah.
It's and the melty ones that fuck me up.
Yeah.
The ones that fall, like, melt into the carpet. Do you see that? There was a post about that once where it was just like half of them was just literally just, it was like this, a mess of hair and blood. Pretty grim.
Would you?
Give me Tetris.
If you were starving.
Yeah.
Would I eat?
I'm just going to put you in that dog's position.
What the fuck? The dog's position.
No, you're not going to eat the dog.
Dog can't navigate his way out of the home.
The human dies. No food. You're locked in.
Yeah.
Would you eat? Start eating another person?
I think I could go for several days without eating a person if they were
there. It's got past several days now and you're really.
Are there windows in this place? Can I get out?
No, you can't.
I'm trapped in.
You're trapped in.
As much as. There's no other food in his cupboards?
No.
Because he's dead. He couldn't access his food because he was dead.
Imagine being the dog.
Ate him because there was no food.
The dog has no access to the food and no way to go outside. You're that dog.
If I'm a dog, then sure.
No, you're not a dog. You just have the...
Well, in this scenario, I'm basically a dog.
Basically, yes. All the cupboards are a little too high. Yeah, I'm eating
the man. Well, if I...
You're eating the man.
Yeah, but I think I could wait. Like, I'd wait out until I was like basically dying.
How many games of Tetris would it take to get over eating that body?
I'd get to a high level. I'd get to a high level.
Yeah.
I'd need to play a lot of fucking Tetris if I could just cannibalize someone through being trapped in their home with their dog there and I didn't eat the dog.
You have to get through that body quick as well before it gets rotten.
But I imagine once it starts going rotten, is that not the tempting part to eat? Because my dog's never tried to eat my face while I'm alive.
I think it's got desperate.
I think time dogs probably understand when people are dead.
Yeah. Whereas...
We should test it out. We should
maybe
find
the emotional
bodies.
Attachment dies with the death of the.
There's no way to know unless we get a dead body. Does it need to be a human
and a dog?
Yeah, so we'll get Murphy.
No, it has to be a dog attached to a person.
Oh, fuck.
It can't just be a random dog and a dead body. Because I think the dog is eventually going to try and eat the dead body.
Well, yeah, but like, why does it have to be attached to the person? Surely, it
because
doesn't
matter. The whole thing here is like, oh, it was the dog's the owner who died.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and he ate his fucking owner, so there's no loyalty.
Your test is completely taking out that emotional attachment, which is arguably the strongest point of the whole relationship.
No, that's not what I'm trying to measure, whether it's like there's a kind of an emotional thing.
What are you
trying to measure how long it takes for a dog to eat a human after they've died.
I think it'll be heavily influenced. I don't think it'll be a fair test, because it's going to be influenced by this. If you want to compare it to this situation.
Surely if it's attached, it would take a little bit longer before it goes, actually, I'm going to start eating this fucker.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would presume.
Experiment, 3 days.
That'd be my hypothesis. There's,
in the space of 3 days, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And if most of it had been eaten, do you think that happened on one day?
Yeah.
Or do you think it went back?
It probably went back.
Do you think dogs are like more suspicious of humans anyway because we are filled with bones? They just kind of think, well, that's literally a bag of bones.
Yeah.
But I love those fuckers.
3 days is a long time for a dog to be starving and consider the options of eat or die.
Yeah.
So I don't blame the dog.
Yeah, I just...
Also,
something to think
fair play went for the face straight away.
They go for the eyes and the soft
jelly.
Tissues first.
Cheeks.
Apparently. I mean, the cats cheeks would do the same. Cats would do the same.
Yeah, your cheeks are really good. Like, you know, you can have like other animals' cheeks.
Yeah, like beef cheek.
Ox cheek.
I don't think there's
monkfish
a cat
cheeks.
In the world that would stay loyal and not eat their own.
Cats?
But what about Greyfriars Bobby? Great. Didn't Greyfriars Bobby, did he wait somewhere for his owner or did he wait by his dead owner? Because he didn't eat his fucking owner.
He wasn't given a privacy and a necrotic body, though, was
and
he?
And probably had food.
I thought he did. I thought the guy died next to him. I thought he was sat next to his dead body.
I thought he was waiting for him to return, wasn't he?
Well, is that the Futurama episode where the dog waits for, like, however long his life
Who's
was?
To say whether they just stole that from the actual story of Greyfriars Bobby?
They could have done that. Was the true story.
Apparently, waited by the grave was what Ray Fryer's probably did. So it was already buried.
So it was already buried. So he couldn't.
So he knew the meal was down there, but he couldn't get to it.
He's like, "But I'm hungry."
I think this is the difference, right? Ray Fryer's probably was probably getting food elsewhere and didn't have to resort to eating their own.
Yeah.
Sad.
I think ultimately a dog probably wouldn't.
They wouldn't
distinguish.
Do it.
They'd be like, "It's no longer you. You might smell like
oh,
you."
Oh God, no! I don't think he cares.
No.
And that's like, why would it? It's not going to start going, "Oh yeah, but that guy used to feed me all the time. Now he's feeding me." In another way.
Yeah.
I don't think he's thinking about it.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think the dog is considering it at all. They're hungry.
I think they consider it enough to be like, I don't want to eat my own.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? But
until there's a desperation there. I reckon there is some.
3 days. I think Murph could go 3 days without eating me.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you?
I'm going to lay still. Perfectly still. I'll be alive still. But I'll start putting like kind of stinky things on me, you know, loose bits, rub myself in a bit
find
of silage,
other bits of dead meat.
Bits of dead meat.
Chicken.
Start
you gotta convince a dog.
Wiping
nose.
My body in old meat so that I start smelling like it and see how long it takes for him to start biting my flesh.
Maybe wear like
could be a real test.
An outfit as well that hides your heartbeat. Like if he gets close to you might be able to sense it.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And I'll just have like a Capri Sun in a tube. Or maybe just have a just so
for?
I can try so,
so that he
so
can
stay alive whilst I'm on the floor.
Yes, he might actually die. I've got just on the floor.
Just bags of Capri Suns all loose around.
You know,
me.
Water bladders exist, right? You don't have to buy.
No, it has to be Capri Suns.
I've only run out.
Or
as
Americans call them, Capri Suns.
Yeah, but
Capri
Suns. Dog won't see the tiny, tiny Capri Sun straw.
Why do we call it they Capri don't get, Sun?
Because we're English and we didn't understand that Capri is a place that's pronounced like
that's
that.
That's what it's supposed to be, Capri Sun. So
I think it probably
sun.
Is, yeah. Capri is a, it's
oh,
a
fuck.
Place,
why,
right?
Why do we say Capri Sun?
I don't know.
Because we're English and we butcher worse, stuff like that
I feel
sometimes.
Like it said that in the adverts.
Capri Sun.
Or maybe not, I don't know. Either way. Holy shit.
I'm weirdly 30 for Sunny D now, even though it's not related to Capri Sun.
And also, it's not what it used to be. Sorry.
Well, Sunny D.
If you have some now, you'll be disappointed, yeah.
I can put more sugar in.
You could. Life hack.
Pour the sugar in.
You bring your own sugar.
Bring your own sugar. And that's, you know, that gets around the old taxes.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I guess we can probably cover this
one.
I don't know
we're
how, I don't
an
know
hour
how long.
Now.
Okay, well, last story is basically about bed bugs.
Oh, dear.
And the infestation in France, which sounds gross.
Before the Olympics.
I don't like the idea of it. Have you ever been bitten by a bed bug?
I've been bitten before, but I can't tell if it was a bed bug or like a mosquito that got under my covers or something.
Because someone mentioned Vegas, I saw in the comments on this, saying that Vegas has had a similar issue. And I'm now worried.
Oh, I'm
going to
be itchy.
We're going
regardless.
To Vegas. I'm going to be like, well, you have to basically just, you have to check the mattress for any like kind of like blood stains, slight blood stains where they've been squashed and feeding on other.
All right,
people.
Let me. So, in case you're not fully aware of this, unless, you know, to give you context, there is apparently a plague of bed bugs affecting Paris and probably France in general, where there are bed bugs all over the place. They're a kind of bug that lives in the bed. They don't like extreme cold, they don't like extreme heat, and they can bite you and drink your blood. However, things haven't been as bad as people are saying they are. I was reading about this morning. Essentially, it's something that's been very much pushed by social media to cause a level of hysteria where everyone feels like there are bed bugs everywhere, whilst a bunch of pest control companies that have been contracted in and around Paris were interviewed during this article I read. And they're like, yeah, so we just think it's hysteria. Like, there are some bed bugs around, sure, but there's not really any more than there's always been. And we keep on getting called to places that don't actually have bed bugs.
That's not
it's people
savvy.
Going crazy.
They but should be adding to
no,
the
no, they
hysteria.
Do. This is the thing. And one of the guys said, I feel like it's being amplified by pest control specialists because this is the best business we've been doing in Paris for years, right? And then obviously
amazing.
Social media, like it's bed bug hysteria is essentially
I'm
what
feeling
it is.
It
says they've been spotted in homes, cinemas, hospitals, and trains.
I'm sure they're everywhere if you look. But
do
the
we
thing is,
have them here?
Yeah,
I don't think we sleep here.
Anywhere that doesn't
they no, they don't have to be. They basically you can get fabrics. They hide behind loose wallpaper.
Right.
Well, they've got wallpaper.
Well, don't have loose
kids
wallpaper.
Kids nappies.
Wash bed sheets thoroughly.
Just behind your ears.
If you're really worried, you can steam. So if you've got a steamer,
Yeah, you just steam it out.
Steam your mattress.
Burn them.
And that will kill them really easily because they're really intolerant to temperature changes. That's why they're bed bugs. They like about 37.5 degrees.
The so perfect if you, temperature.
So like if you're really worried about that sort of shit, just get a steamer. They're like 20, 30 quid and steam away. But honestly, as long as you're washing your sheets, as long as you haven't brought an infestation into your home, there is absolutely nothing to worry about.
If you want me to rig up like suspended boiling hot water that can drop onto your mattress in the morning, so long as you dive out the way every morning, it will drop boiling hot water onto
the
bed bugs.
Splash onto me.
No, you just got to make sure you roll out the way before 9 a.m.
It's like a really dangerous Wallace and Gromit device.
I don't know.
And it's just going to drop a
flood. I feel like any water in a bed doesn't really work. Like, what? How
my nan used to have a water.
I have an array of hair dryers as well. Right. Afterwards,
what happened when you covered yourself? You wet all your clothes and went to bed. Like, what's that?
That was really pleasant.
What happened to your mattress?
It was wet.
But, like, did not start smelling afterwards? Because obviously, like, the water goes
it dried
into
out.
It. Dried fully. Fully out.
Well, it doesn't just hold water in. I mean, God, if we found
I know, but, like, if once it's inside the mattress, shouldn't it get a bit moldy?
Could do, if you don't dry it out properly.
Yeah.
But then if your room is, like, dry and warm, then, yeah, it's going to evaporate out.
If you keep
out.
Sleeping on there with wet pajamas.
Well, of course, eventually you're going to create
often.
Problems.
I did it once, I think.
It was only once?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just got in a cold
Ross,
shower.
I just don't
understand. You just want me to tell you you're also, suffering needlessly?
I put a towel down.
No, I'm trying to avoid these things.
What? I put being comfortable?
Well, no, I worry about putting water on your mattress because I feel like you would get
I took
mold
precautions. I put towels down.
He was damp.
Oh, did you?
He was just damp. And also, he's just damp. He's not dripping.
Ah, that's fair.
Better not be dripping.
Were you dripping? I wasn't
dripping. Please tell me
just
you weren't dripping.
Patted down with a bit
you know
of damp.
You know when you do the whole, like, hand squeegee?
Squeegeed.
Hand squeegee my body.
Well, that's not bad.
And then I'm ready to go.
Just get a waterbed. That's one suggestion.
Bed bugs, I hate
you don't
that.
Get wet from a waterbed, though.
No, and bed bugs hate waterbeds.
And also, you could piss the bed in a waterbed, and it's fine.
The
because
water's inside.
It's all plastic.
Have you guys ever been in a waterbed?
I've been on, yeah.
It's they're awful. Not good. Yeah.
The inertia.
It's like, it wobbles around. It's like, there's nothing calming about
no.
that. I feel uneasy and just like I'm at sea, and it's just like, why is it so wobbly and like...
And the lack of support
doesn't really
as well.
Support anything, yeah. and like...
It just gives wherever I'm badly bent.
My friend had a house party once, and his parents had one and it burst.
Oh,
someone,
no.
Too many people got on it at once. They're like, oh, let's try it out. And then, it just started flooding the room.
Oh, that sucks.
And they found his mum's glass dildo.
Same night?
Why does that happen at house parties?
Because everyone's going through everyone's stuff.
It's rude.
And that's why you never have one.
It's rude.
It's rude. Yeah, that's why you never have a house party.
And it was pretty big. Glass dildo.
Glass dildo? Yeah. What's they peel a glass again?
You can get a camera on the other end.
I don't know. The fear of it breaking creates
it's
some
ornate.
Sort of exhilarating moment. I don't
also,
know.
It looks invisible from the right angle.
Easy to clean, I'm guessing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm guessing that.
Maybe it just
I don't know.
Is, like, it just feels luxurious.
What about that glass jar guy? He didn't have a good time, did he?
No.
One man, one jar.
That didn't look easy to clean. That looked like a trip to the A&E.
I'm amazed that there was no sound. Of him screaming.
No, he was very controlled.
I would squeal.
I think it was silent shock. That's what it was.
That video is stuck in my head as
I know. I remember every frame.
Thing. It was just the moment of panic.
Such
like,
an unremarkable. Fuck me. And then the blood.
That's one of the worst things
blood on the
shards
of glass,
seen.
Yeah.
Picking,
oh my God.
Just imagine a guy picking glass. Broken glass out of his own asshole.
Squatting.
And the fact that the natural response is to tighten that muscle
it
on
is.
Broken glass.
Once
it's
hurts,
so
it's like...
horrifying as an idea. And the fact that we all saw it as kids is fucked up.
It's really fucked.
I don't think it's traumatized us, though. Honestly.
Well, I've never put a jar in my ass.
No.
And I never will.
Like
because of that video.
I think it really is interesting.
At least not without a lid.
Also, we weren't kids. We were like 15.
Yeah, kids enough.
Like, if I saw that when I was like 7... I think I'd have some bigger problems.
True.
Because I'd be like, what has happened? Yeah. And I'm just like, you fucking silly bastard. You know, like,
Thomas the Tank Engine.
As a mid-teen, you're just like, you fucking idiot. Whilst when you're younger, you're just like, why do people do this?
Don't
should I do this?
Breakable objects up your ass. Yeah. That's the lesson learned. Make sure they're solid.
Do you think that's influenced people to try it? As some sort of dare?
Oh, mate, put a jar up your ass.
Oh, I think I fucking could.
Yeah, whatever.
It
let's
won't.
See you do it.
What, a pesto jar?
Let's see you
no,
do
let's
it.
Let's use a real... No, mustard jar? No. Come on.
bigger.
Give us a proper jar.
I want a family-sized pasta sauce jar. Yes. You know, like something big. Yeah. You know, something,
something substantial.
Yeah, I want a jar of gherkins. Pickles. You know, like the big pickle jar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep them in. Big Keep them in.
Christ. Girthy.
Good Lord. Well, anyway, I hope enough. Hope this has been a nice little hatchet for you to sate you for a couple of weeks while we're away. So thank you so much for listening to us today. If you would like to support us, you absolutely can via patreon.com/hatfilms, where all the other wonderful people have done so. You can also support us on YouTube as well, if you want to click the join button, or on Twitch. Yeah. And they all link to our wonderful Discord, where you can all hang out and gain exclusive access to our subscriber channels, where you get access to all our members' videos that don't go out to the general public.
Isn't that nice?
And if you want to send us a finger, like, what's that? Then send it to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com, and you get to listen to the full thing right now. See you in a couple of weeks, everybody.
See you,
everyone. From us.
Bye.
Bye.